The following is a paid program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the opinions of the management of this station or PAML Broadcasting. It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Good morning. Welcome to Maximize Your Health Radio. I'm your weekly health coach, Dr. Eric Ashburn. I'm excited to give you some information this week, which may change your life. Ultimately, I want it to be, make you healthier, function better, help your family, your friends, your community be healthier. We're very community-oriented. We want you guys to be healthier with a healthier mindset of helping other people. But first, let me ask you something. When's the last time you actually spent time outside in the morning sunlight? No rushing to your car, not walking through a parking lot, actually outside under real daylight for even 10 minutes. Most people listening right now, the honest answer is they can't remember. And I want to talk to you about something that's a bigger problem than you think. For most of human history, people lived outside. Daily life revolved around sunrise, the movement of daylight, seasonal rhythms. The body was designed in that environment. It expects that environment. So today, most people wake up indoors, drive to work under artificial light, stare at screens all day, only to hit real sunlight during vacation when they bake for hours and wonder why they burn. On top of that, we've been decades been told that sun is dangerous, cover up, block it out. And so we did. We've given up on sunlight. Now we have global epidemics of low vitamin D deficiency, skyrocketing rates of sleep disorders, mood dysfunction, immune issues, and metabolic disease. We traded the sun for a screen and we're paying for it. So here's something most people have never been told. The most powerful sunlight exposure you can get isn't at noon at the beach, it's in the morning. When natural light enters your eyes shortly after waking, specialized receptors in the retina send signals to your brain that set your entire biological clock for the day. So cortisol goes up appropriately, giving you energy and focus. And then later at night, the same system triggers melatonin production so you can sleep deeply. 10 to 20 minutes of morning outdoor light can give you more for your sleep, your mood, and your hormone balance than most supplements on the market ever could. So that's not my opinion, right? That's how your body is designed to work. So now here's what I want you to do. I want you to focus on the root cause of me. People come in dealing with fatigue, poor sleep, low mood, weak immunity, and they want a pill or protocol to fix it. One of the most overlooked pieces is simple with this. They're completely disconnected from natural light, completely disconnected from how we're designed to live. And their brain was evolved under daylight cycles, not LED panels, not blue light screens at 11 p.m. When you disrupt that, you spend the entire day indoors and your entire night lit up by artificial light. Every system in your body gets confused. Your sleep suffers. Hormones drift. Immune function drops. And mood becomes unstable. That's the root cause conversation, right? And it's not fixed doing this, right? You need to know how to do it simple. It doesn't have to be complicated. So you have to get outside in the morning, even 10 minutes. We did a workshop a couple years ago. We had people out in the morning and it was winter. So they're complaining about how cold their feet were. Adam standing barefoot outside in the grass, looking at the low sunlight, 25 degrees or less in the horizon. But every person said they're so much better. They felt their mindset was so much better because their sleep got so much better. So couple things you need to remember. You can't have any sunglasses while you're outside, especially in the morning. You have to let your eyes adjust to the light, and you should be looking directly at the sun as long as it's below 25 degrees in the sky. Once it gets above there, you can look at the sun, but just to the left or right of it, not directly at it. But if it's 25 degrees or lower, look directly at the sun. It's the best thing for your brain. You want to build your sun exposure gradually throughout the season. Don't hide all spring and then burn at the beach in July. That's not healthy sun exposure. That's shock to the system. Sun's a beneficial stress for your body. So it's a stressor that's good. Just like many other things are, your body has to adapt to the stress to get the healthy response that it should. So you have to support your body from the inside out. Nutrient-dense foods, healthy fats, real hydration all influence how your skin responds to sunlight. And highly pigmented fruit and other things that are highly pigmented, they give you natural ability to defend yourself against the sun. So natural sunblock from the inside out. And if you need sunscreen for long outdoor days, use a mineral-based formula with zinc oxide. You don't want to use a chemical-based sunscreen, no matter what brand it is. If it has any other chemicals other than zinc oxide in it, you should try to avoid it. And so you want to really stay away from them because they get into your bloodstream. There's a lot of cancers associated with chemical sunscreens. So remember, the sun's not your enemy. You know, disconnection from it is. Your body has requirements, sunlight, movement, real food, healthy spine and nervous system. You got to check these boxes every day to make sure your body's healing, thriving, and just being healthier. And your sleep and every other part of your body, hormonal function, will thank you for it in time. All right, so I want to take you back to 1900 for a moment. Your great-grandmother, still alive, she's working hard, eating real food, spending time outside, moving her body every single day. And when she dies, if she dies young, it's probably due to pneumonia, tuberculosis, or gastrointestinal infection. Cool thing about that is through sanitation and hygiene, we've overcome those infections. They're not a major cause of disease anymore. So very important to realize those infections were taken care of due to proper lifestyle and understanding of disease, understanding of how we get these diseases, and it was simple for people to overcome once you had hygiene and sanitation. But because in the year 1900, heart disease and cancer combined for an accounted less than 10% of all deaths in America. So less than 10% of all deaths in America were due to heart disease and cancer. That's it, 10%. Fast forward to today, same country, same body, completely different story. Heart disease and cancer now account for 42% of every death in the United States. Over 1.3 million people die every single year from those two diseases. So I have one question. What's changed? It wasn't our bodies. Our DNA hasn't changed in the past 125 years. They say all the time, it must be genetic. Your father, your mother had cancer. It must be genetic. But the heart still works the same way. Your immune system still follows the same rules. So what changed was everything around the body. But if I had to point to one factor, one thing sits at the center of this epidemic like a hub in a wheel. It's this. We got heavy and we stayed heavy. We have more obesity than ever before. So, and I don't say this to shame anybody. I say it's because it's one of the most important public health truths known in mainstream medicine talks clearly enough. Obesity is not a cosmetic issue. And I say this very carefully. It is, I don't care. I love people, big, small, whatever. I love them just the same. But it's a disease accelerator. And it's driving the heart disease and cancer epidemic more than any other simple factor. So the research shows that obesity is a direct risk factor for heart disease, stroke, type 2 diabetes, hypertension, and at least 13 other types of cancers. 13 obesity-related heart disease deaths increased by approximately 180% from 1999 to 2020. That's not 18%, 180%. And cancer, about one-third of all cancer deaths annually are linked to obesity-associated cancers. For certain cancers, endometrial, esophageal, gallbladder, obesity is responsible for more than half of the cases. So one in eight deaths from non-communicable disease globally is driven by overweight or obesity. And right now, over 40% of American adults are classified as obese. Think about that. 42% of Americans are dying of heart disease and cancer, and 40% of Americans are obese. It's not a coincidence. This is a cause and effect relationship hiding in plain sight. So your great-grandmother wasn't obese, not because she had more willpower. Very important to remember, not because she had more willpower, not because she was more disciplined than you, but because the food she ate was real. The life she lived was physical, and the signals her body received from sunlight, from movement, from whole nutrition kept her metabolism functioning the way God designed it to function. We replace real food with engineered food, replace movement with convenience, replace natural light with screens, replace the rest with simulation. And the body responded exactly the way a neglected system responds. It broke down. It stored fat. It couldn't burn. It got inflamed. It struggled to regulate blood sugar hormones, immune function. And over decades, that breakdown became heart disease. The breakdown became cancer. This is a root cause issue, not bad genetics, not bad luck. A body overwhelmed by an environment it was not designed to handle. So here's the good news, right? That was all bad news. I'm gonna give you good news. Here's what gives me hope every single day. Up to 90% of heart disease is considered preventable through lifestyle change. The body wants to heal. It was designed to heal. And we remove these inputs that are driving the breakdown, the processed food, the chronic inflammation, the sedentary lifestyle, the toxic load, your body responds. Beautiful that it does this. So the weight comes down, inflammation drops, blood pressure normalizes, cancer risk decreases, the system resets. So this isn't a miracle. This is biology working every day exactly how it was designed. So, you know, in 1900, less than 10% of Americans died of heart disease and cancer yearly. Obesity was rare. You know, real food was the norm. Movement was built into life. So we talk about this all the time about we have so many people come in with our weight loss systems trying to lose weight. And that's so important. So important. But the biggest reason why you want to lose weight isn't to, you know, for in the mirror reasons. You don't want any cosmetic reasons being the big driver. I know that's the biggest driver for most people. Oh, everybody wanting the GLP-1s. They want the quick fix. But if you took GLP-1s, you're more sick than before you took it. So toxicity, lack of nutrients, these all mess up your metabolism. And if you lose weight through taking a GLP-1, you didn't fix the cause, then ultimately you become more toxic and you have more malnutrient deficiencies. So you become a smaller person with more malnutrition and more toxicity, which is a lot less healthy. And muscle, remember, muscle, about 70% of the weight you lose could be as could be muscle, and muscle is the organ of longevity. So you never want to lose weight that way because it destroys your body. And it basically makes you look leaner. But if you see the celebrities that are losing weight through GLP-1 drugs, they don't look healthy. They look very sick, but thinner. There's a better way, guys. I'm telling you, there's a much better way to lose weight. We have systems in place. We test and track your weight loss and how your body's working. We find out exactly which micronutrients your body's lacking. We have systems that tell us exactly what you're lacking and exactly how you got to that point, and tells us exactly what supplements you need in the right amounts to plug into your body. Then, just like your grandmother, we have you eat real foods. So we have eat real whole foods, organic food as much as possible, so you're not becoming toxified any more than you were. If anything, you're dropping all the toxins in your body because we're not feeding you any toxic food, and your body can clear out the toxins that you had, and your body drops weight. Matter of fact, people that do our system, once we map out what they're deficient in, give them whole foods, the body drops weight very quickly. And the plan is for you to drop weight very quickly, but it's to do it very healthily because your body doesn't want to hold on extra weight. You become more sick holding on extra weight. So when you start dropping weight, all that sickness process, all the disease process starts reversing and your body starts healing. Now, I know some of you guys are saying, I don't care about disease. I'm sorry about that. You should care about disease. I just care about losing weight and looking better. Well, if that's you and you just want to lose it the right way, it's so much healthier to lose it by eating whole foods and finding out what you're deficient in. Once again, going about losing weight through the drugs really messes up your health. It does. You don't do anything to change. And as soon as you get off that medication, your body puts the weight on, and it puts more weight on. The research shows than where you started, because you have this deficit now your body wants to make up for. So if you're someone and you're holding on extra weight, whether you're driving, listening at home, and you're looking down saying, I'm holding on extra weight, I'm telling you, there's a much better way to do it. You know, there's a much better way than just hoping. Most diet programs fail because you're not addressing the root cause of why you're holding on to that weight. And when you do it right, the weight falls off quickly. As a matter of fact, people on our program, the average person loses 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days. So I could have said 20 to 40 pounds in 6 months, and you would have said that's reasonable. But the average person loses 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days because you really tap into how your body wants to run, how it wants to heal, and the weight comes off very, very quickly. All you people that have done diet programs before and you didn't lose weight that quickly, I'm telling you, it does. You lose it quickly and you feel great. I had this woman in a couple of days ago and she said, I'm so grateful for your diet program because I'm losing weight. And more importantly, losing weight, I feel so mentally sharp, so crystal clear. My health feels good. My body feels the way it was designed to feel in the first place. And that's the most magical thing I could ever hear. So if you want to come in, I'm going to open up 10 slots for anybody listening right now who really needs a better solution than you're using to try to drop weight now, because it isn't just about dropping the weight. As I just shared in the last segment, every major disease has a component due to the obesity factor. And if you have obesity, you're going to die younger of disease. And that's what I really care about. I care about you. I don't want you sick, suffering, dying, feeling like a portion of the person you should be, only to die earlier than you should. So if you want to come in, just give us a call or text us with this number. You could text us the word LOSS, L-O-S-S, or give us a call and leave us a message, and we'll get back to you Monday morning. Set up a time for you to come in, go through the entire examination process, meet with the coach, and we'll bring you to the point where we can share with you whether you can be helped, whether you can lose weight, and we'll show you exactly how to do it. So the phone number is 845-896-1200. That's 845-896-1200. We're Hudson Valley Weight Loss. That's the name of the company. And we're located in Fishkill, New York. So if you don't know where Fishkill is, right where Route 84 and Route 9 meet. And we have people coming from the tri-state area to see us all the time to get better, try to heal better, try to function better. So give us a call one more time. It's 845-896-1200. 845-896-1200. Give us a call. Leave us a message or just text us the word LOSS, L-O-S-S on that line. We'll get back to you Monday morning. We'll set up a time for you and get you on the road to losing weight, feeling better, and having the best life you're designed to have. All right, so I want you to do something right now. I want you to picture the last glass of water you drank. Maybe it's this morning, maybe it's 10 minutes ago, but it probably came right out of your kitchen tap. Now, let me ask you this. Do you actually know what's in that glass? Because I do. And once I tell you, you will never look at the faucet the same way again. So a survey of nearly 50,000 water systems across the United States, the most comprehensive analysis of its kind, found 324 different contaminants flowing out of American taps. In our area, it's particularly bad. I've seen the research in this area. It isn't good as far as tap water goes. 324 contaminants in our area is worse than that. So here's the part that stops people cold. Much of the water is technically legal. It means federal standards, the government said it's safe to drink. But legal does not mean safe. and federal standards for drinking water have not been updated in nearly 30 years. Think about that. The science and what we use for chemicals and what they do to the human body has advanced dramatically in 3 decades. The standards protecting your family's water have not. So the contaminant getting the most attention right now, and for good reason, is in a class of chemicals called PFAS or PFAS, per- and polyfluoroalkyl substance. Therefore, they called it these forever chemicals, and they earned that name. So PFASs, they never break down, not in the environment, not in your body. They accumulate. They build up in your blood, your organs, your tissues, and they stay there. At least 45% of the nation's tap water is estimated to have at least one or more types of PFASs, according to U.S. geological surveys. And about 165 million Americans are drinking water contaminated with these forever chemicals. So what do they do? PFAS exposure is linked to cancer, reproductive harm, hormone disruption, and immune system damage, even at low levels. These aren't fringe claims. These are what the research shows. So now let's do something that has been done in American water since the 1940s and rarely gets questioned: fluoride. We're told fluoride in the water protects teeth, and then it's settled, and it, for most people, became policy, and it's become assumed. But here's what the research is now showing. The National Toxicology Program report released in August 2024 concluded with moderate confidence that fluoride exposure in drinking water is associated with lower IQ in children. That's crazy. They didn't measure adults, so I imagine the same things for adults. But it also, and for the thyroid, the gland that controls your metabolism, your energy, how much weight you keep on your body, fluoride can crowd the iodine out and make it harder for thyroid cells taking what they need. A 2024 meta-analysis found a clear pattern linking fluoride in drinking water to thyroid dysregulation. How many people knew that, right? How many people knew that struggling with fatigue, weight gain, brain fog, low energy? How many have been told that they have a thyroid problem? Now ask yourself, what have you been drinking every day for decades? So here's when this becomes a root cause conversation. You can eat the cleanest diet, you can exercise, you can sleep 8 hours a night, but if the water going into your body every single day is carrying a chemical load your liver, kidneys, and immune system were never designed to filter, you're working against yourself. Water is the foundation, right, of your entire body and every biological process too. It carries nutrients into the cell, it flushes waste out, it supports nerve function, digestion, detoxification, and hormone regulation. When the foundation is contaminated, everything built on top is compromised. We need to drink clean water. We need to drink a lot of it. So this is why people do everything right and still feel wrong. They change their food, they're exercising, but they never change the water. So what can we do, right? All right, first, don't panic, all right? Once again, I started with the doom and gloom. I'm gonna end with the hope. So if you go to the entire environmental working group, which is a great source for almost everything I talk about, go to their tap water database and enter your zip code. It'll tell you exactly what contaminants you have been detected in your local water supply. Knowledge is the first step. Second, filter your water, right? So I love reverse osmosis is probably the best way to filter it, but you need to bring electrolytes back in the water afterwards, all the minerals that are filtered out. So, and third, stop assuming because it's legal, it's safe. Your family deserves better than the lowest legal standard. So to know this, you know, I always say to know is to do. That's what the root word for to know is to do. So many people hear what I'm talking about on the radio, they say, you know, that's a good idea. I may do something about it, but you should really make these changes. They'll help your body tremendously to be healthier, feel better, function better. And, you know, get to the root cause. You can't build real health if you still have toxic foundation issues. So know what's in your water, filter it, protect your family, and get your body healthier and your family's health improved as well. So I want to address something today that I hear all the time. And I want to address it honestly because you deserve the truth, not a sales pitch. You're my radio listeners. You deserve the truth. Two of the biggest criticisms of chiropractic care are these. Chiropractors claim they can heal everything. And once you start going, they make you go forever. We make you go forever. I've heard both of these in my entire career. And I want you to look at this in the eye this morning through the radio and tell you that both of these statements deserve a real answer. Not a defensive one, not a dismissive one, but a real one. So because when you understand what chiropractic actually is and the power that it can bring to your body, and more importantly, what it actually does, those criticisms don't just fall apart. They reveal something profound about how the human body works, something most people were never taught. So we've been brainwashed to believe take a medication that heals you. And it does no such thing, right? It doesn't heal your body at all. I've asked many medical doctors, tell me how medicine heals people, and it can't heal you at all. It can help stuff get better, but it doesn't heal you. So I want to start in the beginning with something very important. I want to say something that might surprise some of you coming from a chiropractor. Chiropractic doesn't heal anything. Heard that right. Chiropractic doesn't heal anything. I don't heal you. My table doesn't heal you. My hands don't heal you. You heal you. There's a power inside every living human being, an innate intelligence that runs every function in your body without the thinking about it for a single second. So right now, while you're sitting in your car or at home or wherever you are listening to the show, that power is beating your heart. It's digesting your breakfast. It's regulating your blood pressure, balancing hormones, fighting bacteria, repairing tissue, coordinating 37 trillion cells in a symphony so complex that no supercomputer on earth can replace it. I was told a patient, imagine if you had a beautiful symphony, best one in the world, and you said, everybody right now play as loud as you can. It would sound horrible without coordination, someone telling it how to run, how to heal better. So you didn't tell your body how to do any of that, right? It just does it because that's the design. That's the intelligence built into every human body from the moment life begins. And that intelligence, that healing power, flows through one system above all others, the nervous system. Your brain, spinal cord, and 45 miles of nerves that branch out from your spine to every organ, every muscle, every tissue, every cell in your body, that's the master control system. That's the communication highway between the brain and the body. When that highway is clear, the body receives every signal those it needs for function, regulate to adapt and heal. That's what chiropractic protects. So no, chiropractic doesn't heal anything or it removes the interference from the system that heals everything. That's a massive difference. I want to be very clear on that, and that difference matters. So here's what no one's talking about enough. I feel everybody should really understand this. It's the most important thing I talk about in this show. I feel it's the most important thing for healing. When the spine misaligns, it's called a subluxation. It doesn't just cause back pain, creates pressure on the nervous system, creates a dimmer switch, blocking function going to your body, and it creates interference in the communication between the brain and the body. So think of it, you know, as a problem where the power is still on, but the signal's reduced. And when the signal's reduced, the organ, the muscle, the tissue on the receiving end of that nerve doesn't get the full message. It doesn't function at 100%. It compensates, it adapts, and over time, it begins to break down. The breakdown doesn't always start with pain. That's actually something most of the time you never have pain until it's pretty advanced. So pain's always something, it's the last symptom to show up. Not the first sign that something's wrong. By the time your body starts hurting, the interference has been there often for many months, years, or decades. And so what it does, that prolonged interference look like? It looks like fatigue you can't explain, digestive issues that don't resolve, immune function that keeps failing, hormones that won't balance, sleep that never restores. It looks like the beginning of disease. But here's the root cause. The body doesn't develop disease randomly. Disease is what happens when the body's ability to regulate and heal is compromised over time. And one of the most overlooked causes of that compromise is a nervous system that isn't communicating clearly because of spinal interference. This is why people come in for back pain and tell me their digestion improved. This is why they come in for back pain and tell me their thyroid is better. The heart disease is better. They're going to the cardiologist and their numbers are better. Why they came in for neck pain and headaches disappeared. Why they came in for sciatica and their blood pressure started normalizing. It's crazy. I see this every single day. Did chiropractic heal these things? Nope. The body healed those things. Once the interference was removed and the power was restored, the body just healed. So now let's tackle the second criticism because this one is fair and it deserves an honest answer. When you start chiropractic, they make you go forever. Us evil chiropractors make you go forever. And my honest response is, yeah, many chiropractors recommend ongoing care after your initial problem is resolved. And yes, some people hear that and they immediately think that's being taken advantage of. So let me break this down. Give you a little different perspective on it. So I'm going to use an analogy that I think will make completely clear. Tell me this. If you achieved your absolute perfect physical fitness, you looked in the mirror, your ideal weight, you saw all your abs, everything was perfect, and then you stopped exercising. Stopped exercising completely. What would happen? I tell my patients all the time, if you got to perfection and you stopped exercising, what would happen? You know what would happen. You start moving backwards because the body's not a static structure. It's a dynamic living system that requires consistent input to maintain its function. Fitness isn't a destination you reach and then keep forever without effort. It's an ongoing process. And your spine's no different. We live in a physical world. Gravity's relentless in pushing on us. Stress accumulates physically, chemically, emotionally. Repetitive postures, old injuries, demands of daily life, they all work in the spine consistently, even after your pain is gone, even after your function restored. And just like a body without exercise slowly loses strength, flexibility, and cardiovascular health, spine without maintenance slowly loses alignment, mobility, and neurological integrity. So none of these things are sales tactics. It's physiology. So no one goes to the gym for 6 weeks, gets in great shape, and then says, my trainer's trying to make me come forever. What a scam. No one does physical therapy, gets their knee functioning again, and then says, never move it again, expects it to stay strong. We intuitively understand that maintenance is part of the process when it comes to fitness, when it comes to nutrition, when it comes to dental care, because no one gets their teeth cleaned and then says, I'm done, I'll never come back. But when it comes to the spine, the structure that houses and protects the master control system of our entire bodies, we expect, for some reason, a one-time fix to last a lifetime. So that expectation doesn't match the reality of how the body works. The people who gets the most out of chiropractic are the ones who shift their thinking from fix my pain to maintain my system. So let me be crystal clear about what chiropractic is and what it isn't. We don't claim to cure cancer. We don't claim to treat diabetes. We do not claim to replace a replacement for emergency medicine or surgery for those things that are needed. What we claim and the science supports this is this. The nervous system controls and coordinates every function in the entire body. Spinal misalignments create interference in the nervous system. Removing that interference allows your body to function at a higher level. And a body functioning at a higher level is better equipped to regulate, adapt, heal, and do whatever it needs to do to help you function better. That's not a miracle claim. That's anatomy. It's physiology. That's the same science they teach every day in medical school in every part of the country. Only difference is what we do about it. So I want to close with this because I think it's the most important thing I'll say today. There's a power inside your body that's been working on your behalf every second of your life, never takes a day off, never stops trying to heal you, protect you, regulate you, and keep you alive. Power doesn't come from a prescription in a bottle. It doesn't come from a surgery. It comes from inside of you. So when we're talking about this, I want you to heal, function, and be tremendously better. So this week, I'm going to give away 10 appointment times. I want you to come in, take advantage of x-rays, my entire exam process, to see if you can be helped. So if you give us a call at 845-896-1200 or text us the word posture, 845-896-1200. We'll give you a call. We'll get back to you Monday morning. We'll get you on a schedule and get you healing. So once again, 845-896-1200. Give us a call. We'll set you up, get you on track, and get you guys on your way to better health and living your best life. As always, guys, God bless you. And I'll be back with you next Saturday and Sunday with more Maximize Your Health Radio.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at whud.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.